Well, this man makes no administrative errors, whether it's putting together his depth chart for games or making sure everyone on the radio crew is well taken care of. It's Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores. Top of the morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What's going on in Birmingham?
Yeah, Bobby Johnson, I guess, fessed up and said that he did vote for Tim Tebow over Jevon Snead.
Yeah, they're really after that. It's kind of funny. You know, everybody walks up. Now all the coaches know it's coming, so they're kind of preparing what their answers are. Yeah, Bobby was straight up with it. It was really interesting to listen to the questioning yesterday and Bobby going around. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about having a newfound respect from many people in the league and all that kind of thing. I don't know if there's any truth to that, but certainly just winning certainly puts you in a different perspective on some people. But I'd love to have a percentage of how many questions that Bobby or Bradley or Myron answered yesterday started with either, okay, after winning the bowl game, or, you know, something along that line. It's everything is tied into. There was so much talk about last year, and rightfully so, I guess, since it's such a rarity for Vanderbilt. But boy, they've got to put that behind them and now get ready for this coming season. And it was really interesting to see the topics and how much they wanted to go after that. The media loved Bradley Vierling. Myron Lewis did a great job as well, but Vierling is a really animated, you know, a guy that really seems to enjoy the media aspect of this, and I think he made a lot of friends down there yesterday.
Everybody I know had questions about the no-huddle offense, which you hope works. Otherwise, your defense is going to spend a lot of time out in the field.
Yeah, you know what, though? I haven't really talked at any serious length with Ted Kaine or with Bobby about this, but, you know, when you hear the phrase no-huddle, the connotation that comes to mind is that you're going to, you know, snap the ball as quickly as you can. You're going to have 95 plays in a game instead of 65. But, you know, if you think about it, there's another way to go about it, too. And a lot of teams go to a so-called no huddle where they call the play at the line of scrimmage.
That's kind of there's also the sugar huddle,
right?
And stuff.
So
yeah.
You don't necessarily pick up the pace of the game tremendously. You can, but you do help keep the defense off balance a little bit by not huddling in that formal group and just calling plays from the sideline as you're lined up at the line of scrimmage. So I think we're going to see variations on all those kind of things out of this offense, and I'll be curious to see how that plays out. I know fans are too.
Joe, I want to ask you this, and I think I've been around long enough to sort of get a sense of how Vandy fans feel about themselves, especially now. And you know what? My thing would be, unlike what a lot of Vandy fans are saying, go ahead and disrespect us. Go ahead and overlook us. That's great, because that's where Vanderbilt's going to fool you now, because they're a more solid program. They've got more depth. They're going to play more consistently. I think they closed the gap on hidden yardage, on special teams, for instance, last year.
Yep.
Let them do all those things, and you know, Bobby and his teams will walk away with hopefully enough victories to go to a bowl game.
You know, I can't imagine, Mark, that any coaches, especially in the SEC, would be in a position where they would think they could overlook Vanderbilt anymore. I just don't see how it could possibly be. You know, there are teams that have tremendous talent. Bobby talked about, you know, Vanderbilt's not at the level yet where they can show up, not have a good day, and win. You know, there are a few teams in the conference that have the talent and have the ability to be able to have an off day and still find a way to win, you know. And he said, you know, for Vanderbilt, that would be the next level, to try to get to a point where you don't have to play your A game every day to have a chance to get a victory. But I think people know Vanderbilt well enough, and certainly in the conference, that it's not a team that's going to make a lot of mistakes. It's a team that's much more competitive than it was, and you can't just mail in a game plan against these guys anymore and just walk out with a guaranteed win. It's not going to happen.
See anything really off the wall down there yesterday?
You know, there's always discussion about, and to be honest, yesterday was really the calm day. Today will be the zoo day. Today, with Alabama there, Florida there, you know, Georgia there. So you'll have a lot of Alabama fans who'll be trying to find their way into the media days and in onto Radio Row, trying to get anything they can autographed by Saban, who will most likely use some kind of waiter's entrance or whatever to come in the back way and not go through the crowd. That'll go on today. And then, of course, Friday, Lane Kiffin.
He'll be the one pushing the room service cart as he walks in.
Absolutely. I mean, and then, you know, Friday, Lane Kiffin comes in for the first time. Steve Spurrier is also there. So there's all kinds of interesting little possibilities for Friday. But today will be by far the most hectic, most crowded day down there. It was kind of nice. Vanderbilt was, in a lot of ways, one of the featured teams yesterday of that four-team group, having had the success they had last year.
Joe, thanks as always. We'll speak with you again tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow.